Hello, Bashar.
Anu, you good day.
Good day. Bashar, a couple questions about you. First of all, where's your ship? Your ship currently?
Still above Cairo.
How far?
2,735 miles.
Oh, getting closer. Like that.
It goes up and down.
Okay. And what happens in...
No, you cannot see it.
What happens in the day in the life of an Esasani?
Anything and everything.
So there's no structure at all? Because, like, for example...
Of course.
Okay.
But it happens in the moment. Well, for example, obviously, I communicate with many different civilizations in preparation for contact. That's my job.
Okay, and before...
But I'm also a pilot.
But before
and
you,
an explorer.
But before you get up to do your job, is
get
there like
up?
A... Yeah, well, I mean, is there like, yeah.
I don't get down to get up.
So you don't sleep? There's no rest time, rejuvenation time?
We do not sleep anymore.
Okay.
We used to. No longer is that necessary for us because we are in connection with our higher selves in an awake state.
Wow.
We are constantly awake and constantly dreaming.
Cool. Okay, are there any... Humans tend to have a couple of, and was talked about earlier today, fears, death and falling as some of the primary ones. Are there any fears or limitations that Esasani are experiencing?
There are no fears,
okay.
Thank you. Any limitations we experience are self-imposed to serve a particular purpose.
So you choose them?
Of course. We choose to maintain some degree of physicalness to our being so that when we can ultimately interact with you, you will have something to relate to. So we impose a limitation on ourselves so that you will be able to relate to us. When we communicate with you in this way, right now, we impose limitations on what we're capable of knowing so that we will not inadvertently expose something in your process that would interfere with it.
Got it. So, okay, so you're becoming aware of our commonalities and differences just like you told us to do.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And since
we are of average about 5 feet tall of your height, white, whitish-gray skin coloration, relatively slender. We are actually related to you genetically, are the product of the hybridization program of the beings that you call the Greys. In that sense, you will find the males have no hair, the females do. It tends to be white, sometimes it is not. Our eyes are larger than yours, and the closest approximation on your planet that you might make to us ethnically would be something in the order of a very exaggerated version of Tibetan, but very slender.
Hmm.
Yes.
Thank you.